Put your hands up.
So, did you miss the show?
That's okay, because we've got this cheeky podcast snack for you to enjoy.
It's the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Jim, we are back, baby, on the airwaves around the country after a little break. I was on my honeymoon with the old wife, the old ball and chain. I was lucky enough to go to South Africa and Mauritius. Never been there before. Absolutely unreal places.
Yep.
No free plug there. Paid for the whole thing. That's before we started doing well.
Clarifying it for everyone. Yeah. How do we get over there? It's all the thanks to Africa.
South Africa didn't pay for that. Mauritius did, weirdly enough. Jimmy, you know, I'm always thinking about the show and the good people of Australia who consume us every day, right? Constantly. Probably too much. After a few red wines, I think about the show.
Well, this is technically your second honeymoon.
Yeah.
Your first one, if Australia did miss it, you got drunk.
Yeah.
And DM'd Suzuki Swift.
Yep.
To try and get us some Suzuki Swifts to give away for Taylor Swift.
Yeah, for the good people of the show.
Yeah.
Constantly thinking of the show.
And I haven't seen you for 2 weeks. You only got back just, you know, yesterday, day before.
Yeah, exactly.
So I am excited to know what you were thinking about this time.
Well, here's the thing.
Who you DM'd.
I didn't. You don't want to know who I DM'd, but I'll tell you what I was thinking. Because I didn't want Australia to miss out and I didn't want them to be left out on the honeymoon. You know, it's supposed to be husband and wife. No. I wanted Australia to be a part of this. I've got some treats, right?
So I filmed something.
It's on the Instagram
Did
now.
Did you curious editing it?
It's probably going to be taken down pretty quickly.
Jimmy and Nathan. Blurring.
Jimmy, Nathan, Meg on OnlyFans.
Jimmy and Nathan. No, not.
Well, it's
I wasn't
part,
there.
It's,
no,
part of
it's Nathan, Meg. Not Jimmy, Nathan,
You haven't
Meg.
Seen what I've edited. Look, here's the thing. I've got some treats for Australia. I've got some treats because I don't want people to move out. I've got some treats in the form of souvenirs.
You want people to move out?
No. I've got, what?
You said you didn't want people to move out.
I don't move out of this show. You know, this show is a household and you're all a part of it. The treats are in the form of souvenirs. So right now, Australia, 13 10 60, if you want to score yourself one of these, I'm calling them Nath's Super Suvi Send Out.
It's time for Nath's Super Suvi Send Out.
Now, I understand that also sounds like we're giving away Slovakia. I'm not giving away fresh Slovakia. Suvi, short for souvenir is what I'm giving away right now. So 13 10 60. Jump on the phone, Jim. I've got a collection of special souvenirs that I want to give on the show, give away on the show right now from Mauritius and South Africa. Australia, if you want to score yourself one of them, you call 13 10 60 right now. And all you've got to do is simply explain why you deserve one of these souvenirs. I've got seven.
Are you going to say what they are first, or people are going to call up and then?
I should probably say what they are. Because here's the thing.
Look, yeah.
Although I've been thinking of the show and thinking of the people,
yeah.
Some of these may seem like they're a little rushed and not great souvenirs. But I want everyone to know that every souvenir has a practical way that can be used.
And every seven of them, everyone was bought overseas?
Every single one was bought overseas, either from South Africa or from Mauritius.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have them here?
I've got them here.
All right.
I've got them here. So I'll quickly go through them.
Would you like just to hand me the bag and I talk through what
okay, yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, okay. So I'm going to hand you the bag of souvenirs, right? And I'll explain each
obviously,
one.
Obviously, nothing's breakable because they just
no, nothing's breakable.
Me.
Okay, so the first one is actually that bag.
Okay.
And funnily enough, it's the best souvenir. So you can describe that souvenir.
So this is a bag.
No, it's not. It's a tote.
It's a tote, sorry. Yeah. A tote from Africa.
Yes.
With a giraffe on it.
So that is a limited edition Kruger
Sonia
National
Kruger.
Park, Sonia, no, Kruger Sonia. Africa tote bag, okay. Right? So that's probably the best one. The tote bag's the best one.
Next up, we have a cap, a hat.
Yeah, so that's it's a simple black hat. It was on my bed in Mauritius.
And it says lighter,
yes,
brighter.
Yes, now
so this is a free hat you got at your hotel.
Well, I don't know if the previous tenant of the hotel room left it in there or what, but I'm giving it away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone's
so
hat.
It's a black hat. Well, someone's could be mine.
Is this one?
Yeah, so inside that bag
is a receipt.
No, not the receipt. Not the receipt. Inside that bag is another plush bag. You'll bring that out, right?
No, that's it.
Oh, we'll get rid of that. That's not part of it. I don't want that shouldn't be there. That's not it.
Okay.
Okay, this. Okay, right.
What is this? A dress?
So that is like a shawl. It's like a shawl situation, like a muumuu tunic thing. So I actually wore it. If you head to the Instagram, at Nathan Roy, you can see me. So again, that was on my bed in Mauritius. But really, you throw it over. Okay. You throw it over some swimmers. So it's a nice shawl. So that's part of it. What else you got in there?
A bag.
Yeah. So that's the bag I was talking about before. Yeah. So I bought some pajamas. They came in that bag. I just think that's a nice bag to give away.
It says on it, men's sleep shorts.
Yeah, well, there's
so
no shorts.
It's just
the bag of that, which I thought was quite good. Yep. Yeah, now this, so this is where I got to the stage where I was just taking
stuff.
You stole
the breakfast in bed menu.
Yeah, so it's the Mauritian breakfast in bed menu, but complete with like a mini tote and a ring. So
it's not a tote, mate. It's just the thing that holds
on the...
But
you can put stuff
in there. The ring is the thing that holds on the door.
You can put your sunnies in there.
Breakfast in bed, please. Place in your door for 3 a.m. Also, be in Mauritius.
Yeah. So, but what you could do is you could put that on the door for your husband and they could make you breakfast in bed.
Oh, my God, mate, you've just stolen things.
Yeah,
now.
So that's the do not disturb sign.
It says...
I told you if you're in a rush. Yeah.
The do not disturb sign says, zzz on one side. There's like so sleep. Much to do at Lux that you need a limit. Wait. The hat said Lux. This is just a hat from the hotel. Did you steal this?
Well, it was on my bed. I wore it a couple of times.
And then the other side says, psst, my room needs a little refresh.
Yeah, exactly. So
a pen?
Yeah, a pen. No, it's a pencil, and it comes with, open, what else is in there?
A notebook.
A notebook. I may have scribbled on the first couple of pages, but ignore those. And it's a notebook and pen.
It says, this says, Nathan, Meg, love it here. We are on our honeymoon. Can I take your order? One bad to you.
Well, so the first part, I thought it was like one of those books where you write a review. And then I realised it wasn't. So then I decided to pretend I was a waiter. And I was taking orders. All right, 301060. Nace, super suvi send out. Emma, welcome to the show. Hi.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Emma. Would you like one of my super suvis?
Oh, I would love your tote.
Oh, you want the that's the gold platinum. Yeah.
And the issue with the tote is, Emma, it's carrying everything as well.
which means now everything is now sprawled on the desk. So you want the limited edition Kruger National Park South African giraffe tote bag.
That sounds amazing.
Well, I am going to say something really quickly, Emma. It's Jimmy, by the way. I'm the one here and I just discovered everything. Everything that we have, this is the only thing that's probably there. Yeah.
So you've got
offense to everyone else who's called.
You've got in early, Em, which is good.
I guess, Nath, what you need to do is ask Em, will she wear this all the time? Will she take it out?
Will you be toting?
Will this be a prized possession?
Will you be toting around, Emma? Will you? This
will
get good
will
use?
She be totally in love with it?
Oh, that's great. Will you be totally in love?
I will be totally in love, but I think that my 10-year-old will probably steal it from me.
No, that's true. Much like I stole some stuff from the hotel. It's yours, Emma! You've got
congrats,
the tote.
Sam.
Okay, Isaac. Unfortunately, the big suvi is gone. But there are
the major prize.
The major prize is gone. But there's so many good other suvis out there. Which one would you like, Isaac?
I missed a lot of the others. Mm. The do not disturb sign, though, if it's going cheap.
Well, it's going cheap because it's going away free, mate.
Well, I'm in possession of it now, Isaac. Let's talk money.
Okay.
Nate is kind and will give you things for free. Jimmy, well, he's a businessman.
No, that's true. Oh, well. Somebody's got to make money.
What do you want to give me for it, Isaac? What do you think it's worth?
Oh, don't know. What else have you got?
I mean...
No, hang on. Don't you want that, Isaac?
This is the second best prize. I mean, listen to this.
That's Mauritian wood.
It's like wood. It's quite solid, sturdy.
Again, it's a do not disturb sign. So on one side, it's like, psst.
It says...
Come in clean.
It says, psst.
How many times did it get used?
It's seen some stuff.
It's been around the resort for a while. It's
chips and it's vintage. And,
it's vintage, yeah. Isaac. It's worth its weight in gold. Let me tell you that
vintage
much.
Vintage is just a nice way to say old. When I get old, I'm going to tell my grandkids I'm vintage.
What do you reckon, Isaac? Will you use it?
Oh, I reckon I'll use it, yeah.
Yeah, we won't charge you, Isaac.
No,
it's
that's
yours.
Fine. Isaac, that is yours, mate. Well done.
Yeah, beautiful.
Hey,
Thank you.
Isaac, psst, that's yours.
I'll look forward to using it.
It's Nate, it's a real visual gag. You got to see.
Yeah, and you appreciate the hell out of it.
Let's go to the next caller before I zzz.
Agnes, what super suvi do you want?
I was hoping to go for the sarong, or the pareo, as we call it in Mauritius, if you still got it.
Are you Mauritian, Agnes?
I am Mauritian. I was born there, luckily enough to be born there on that beautiful island.
Wow. Okay, so I apologize. I called it a half moo-moo. So
what is it? What do you say,
what's
Agnes?
It called, Agnes?
Well, we call it a pareo.
Pareo.
Pareo. Okay, so, so Agnes, I do
I
need
I think
to...
I nailed it, Agnes.
I think you nailed it. Yeah. Hey, Agnes, I do need to, full disclosure... Yep. I did wear this.
It does have
twice.
A bit of Nath smell on it.
There's a bit of sweat.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yep. So it makes you a bit more valuable, I guess. Yes.
I agree. Yes. So
would you sniff it, Agnes?
No, hell no.
Oh, well, it's not yours then.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
Nath, we had a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
You've been talking about it at the show. You were giving away some of your souvenirs.
Yeah, I might give away more of those exclusive limited edition Mauritius South African souvenirs tomorrow.
Yes, you didn't miss it. Nath went to South Africa with his wife for his honeymoon. He has brought back some souvenirs. We gave away some earlier.
Some plenty of good ones.
If you want to see them, you can head to the Instagram at Jimmy and Nath.
They are Jimmy Nath Show. Money can't buy.
No.
Because I stole them.
Because you stole them. Now, Nath, you're probably wondering, what was Jimmy doing?
Yeah, what big thing did you do with your 2 weeks?
While Nath was exploring South Africa and Mauritius.
Yes.
What was I doing? What was Jimmy doing back here in Australia?
Of course, for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. I finally got around to watch, not that I wanted to get around to watching them, but I just haven't watched them.
Mm.
But my girlfriend, Charlotte, said that they're peak cinema, that you don't get any, this is her favourite thing to watch.
Right, okay.
Twilight. All of them.
You watched all of them. Here's me thinking. I mean,
start to finish.
Look, here's a little peek behind the curtains. On the Jimmy and Nath Show, we have a little run sheet, right? We don't really tell the other person what we're doing. I thought you just watched one of them because it just says Jimmy finally saw Twilight.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, you watched the first one. You watched all of them.
All of them.
Mate, did you have 2 weeks or 4 months? What do you mean?
So there's like 5 movies, if I remember correctly.
Mm.
First one was pretty good. I can see what it's about.
Yeah.
Bit of hype there.
Yeah. What's it? Because I've never seen it either. So what's it? It's about the vampires and the wolves.
How about you give me your summary of what you think Twilight's about without having seen any of it? And I'll tell you if you're
because my wife Meg, she's obsessed with them too. Yeah. Right? She loves all that stuff. So I know Edward Cullen, he's a vampire. And then there's
that's how he sounds, by the way.
Yeah,
Bella.
I hope so.
I love you.
Does he?
Why are you itchy wolf?
I love you. 1, 2, 3 loves.
I have been around for 100 years.
That's a little weird.
So he's there. He's a vampire, and he loves Bella. Who's not a vampire.
No, not yet.
But
spoilers.
It's a love triangle because there's also a wolf. Yeah, and the wolf also loves Bella, and she doesn't know who to choose. And you're either team
Jacob,
vampire, or team
Edward. Well, Edward's a vampire, Jacob's a wolf.
Team wolf or vampire. That's pretty much the story. It goes over, what, 4 movies?
5. There's 5 4 movies. Books, but the last
carries
book,
on.
Like Harry Potter, they split it over 2 movies.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we're onto something here.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
We're going to stretch this out.
Yeah, of course.
Look, the third movie's weird. I actually didn't mind it.
Mm.
I thought it was going to be some real
love story, romance.
Shit thing, yeah, there's a bit of action in it, some fight scenes.
There's a bit of action.
Yeah, vampires fighting werewolves, vampires fighting vampires, and werewolves
in
fighting
In your opinion,
vampires.
Who's the better fight? What team are you on?
The fact that there's, look, if you really want my opinion, the fact that there is even a love triangle here is so weird.
Yeah.
Because Edward's
bestiality.
No, sorry.
I thought it was a wolf.
The whole thing's a little weird because Edward's like 160, right? And
she's,
he meets her, because he's a vampire, he's immortal.
Yeah.
She's 16.
Oh, yeah. It's
that's a bit odd.
A bit of an age thing, isn't
But then
it?
The wolf thing.
She could be his great-great-great-grandfather.
No, great-granddaughter.
Anyway,
if you can get past that, it's not a bad film.
Yeah.
But then there's they're in a tent together, and
they're in a tent together?
All 3 of them on top of a mountain.
What's
that's in the third
on?
Movie. That was
so
a bit weird.
So it's like a bit of a worry.
Well, no, you don't see anything.
Isn't there like a kid?
But then Edward's being nice to her. She goes and kissed Jacob. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. Has anyone outside seen Twilight?
Yeah, you guys have all seen Twilight.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Is it worth a watch? So you know I'm reading fantasy at the moment.
You're reading the Pot and Dragons.
Fourth Wing. Well, they're not having sex with dragons.
What is it called?
Fourth Wing. I just finished it. Fourth Wing and Iron Flame. And now I'm on to the other one, the famous one, Sarah. So I'm stealing your thunder here. Sarah J. Maas. I'm on to Crown of Throne of Glass.
Is that the same book?
No, different.
Different
fantasy.
Characters.
I'm in the fantasy world.
Sorry, producer Jared, would you... You're asking me what I'm thinking. So, producer Jared.
No spoilers.
It's how long the movie's been out forever.
No spoilers, because I haven't seen it.
Okay, I'm going to give a spoiler away, because Jared's written through in the chat. You want to know about the plot? There's a big twist in the last movie.
Yeah. No spoilers.
I'm going to spoil it.
Well, I haven't heard it. I've seen it.
All right. If you're listening right now and you don't want to know what happens in the last movie or the last book of Twilight, I am going. Well, I don't even know if it happens in the book. I'm guessing it happens in the book. I've just seen the movies.
They I'm going to take my headphones off.
No, I'm telling you. Can I tell you?
Yeah, go.
Without spoiling it. It does not happen in the book.
What? Wait, they can't just insert a spoiler.
So it didn't actually happen in the book. So everyone, when they were watching it, they were like, what is going on? Like, this is crazy. And then they revealed what it was. And they were like, oh, my God.
Okay. All right.
Do you know what? Do it next, because give me time to think of whether or not I want you to spoil it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Do it next.
What I want to do, 13-10-60, Australia, what haven't you seen?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking the big stuff.
The big stuff.
I'm talking the Harry Potters, the Twilights, the Game of Thrones.
Titanic, Lion King. That kind of
gear. The stuff that you think everyone's seen, and maybe you just don't want to.
Yeah, great.
Maybe you just haven't had the time. Whatever it is, the big thing.
Jesse, hello.
How you going?
Jesse, what haven't you seen?
Not one Harry Potter.
Get out of here, Jesse. You're done. What are you? So, Jay, have you walked past when it's been on, or as you know, a partner said, "Let's sit down and get into some Chamber of Secrets."
Not really. It's just never tickled me fancy, really.
Never tickled your fancy.
All right, Jesse. About this, without you've seen none of it, give us what you think it's about. Tell me and Nath.
Oh, obviously, old mate Harry waves his wand a bit, has a good time. That's about it.
Spot on. Mel, what haven't you seen?
I have not seen Lord of the Rings or Game of Thrones.
Either of them. I mean, they're relatively similar.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Dragons.
Summarize Lord of the Rings.
Creepy man chasing a ring.
Yep.
I have no idea.
That's how I got married.
Yeah, most marriages
and
happen.
What do you think Game of Thrones is about?
I don't know, Vikings, maybe?
That's Vikings, weirdly.
Yeah. That one wasn't as close as
not
the
as good. There's no Vikings.
There's no Vikings.
Emily, what haven't you seen?
I've never seen Titanic, Top Gun, or Grease.
Here's a fun one for you, Emily. What do you think happens in Titanic?
Someone dies. A bunch of people die.
I mean, the obvious answer is the boat sinks.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Jim, everybody knows the Jimmy and Nath Show. We're at the forefront of country music in Australia and nobody comes close.
No.
Triple M Country, maybe, but and that's a digital station.
Here's a fun fact for you. Jimmy and Nath are also on Triple M Country.
Yep. It's called pro bono work, Goss.
We are. If you go on, you'll hear Nath go, Jimmy and Nath on Triple M Country. It's real weird.
It was uncomfortable. Look, this is why we've been given these tickets to give away. And these aren't just any tickets. These are exclusive, limited edition tickets. Ticklets. Ooh, I had to get tickled.
Tickle for tickets.
Oh, that would have been great. Put that down for something else. Because we're not doing it here. I've had something else made.
But also, we could do that for anything.
That's true.
Tickets and tickles.
We never give away tickets again. Because, Jim, we have been given tickets to give away to go and see this guy. One of the greatest country music artists of all time, Chris Stapleton. We have got tickets. This is the only place you can score them. On the Jimmy and Nath Show, when he comes to Australia for the very first time, he has never been here.
No. And, it's pretty much sold out.
It's pretty much sold out.
Yeah.
He put up a post saying that he was coming here. Tickets went straight away.
Yeah, so playing Melbourne, Brisbane. We've had a couple of weeks off, guys.
I've had a few pina coladas today.
Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney. I believe there's limited tickets left. So if you're not going to win them from us, livenation.com.au, best chance to get them.
Now, if you want to score your tickets, you've got to call right now, 13-10-60, to see this US country music superstar. And the game is called Jimmy Nace, Chris Staple Win.
Four coolers. Four staplers. But only one has a staple in it. Prepare yourselves to play. Jimmy and Nate's Chris Staple Win.
Yeah, it's one of my best. It is one of my best. So, Jim, as you said, for the first time down under, US country music superstar Chris Stapleton brings his All-American Roadshow to arenas across Australia. Feb and March 2025. You can get your tickets at livenation.com.au. But they're pretty much sold out, so you got to win them from us.
Yep.
You got to win them from us or offer somebody else a lot of money.
And I will say, if you do win them from us, apologies in advance if I see you at the concert next year and I go... They go, I want them from you. And I go,
and then we go, well done.
Remember the people at CMC? I was like, who are you?
I've only heard your voice. Call me on a phone line and see if I remember.
The Taylor Swift. Remember those people uploaded the photo?
That's
went,
right.
Thanks, Jimmy Nath.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. When we give away stuff to people, we don't see a photo of you. We hear your beautiful voices. And we're glad you had a great time. And we know you will have a good time here. Right, the way this works, 131060, you jump on the phones right now. Jimmy Nace, Chris, staple win. Yes, you guessed it. It involves staplers. Jim, in front of you, you've got four staplers here in the studio. Only one of those staplers, one, two, three, or four, only one of them has staples inside them.
I would like to know what happened with the staplers because, I mean, one, two, and three are quite lovely, big, thick black boys, and then there's...
Oh, what the hell's that? Like a mini stapler. Yes. What happened? I mean, the guys are on the phones at the moment. Well, Bruiser, what's with the mini weird stapler?
It's the only other one we could find.
Digital Kira, does that remind you of anyone? Any of my friends?
It's a malnourished stapler is what it is. I mean, if it did have staples in it, it would fit two, maybe.
I mean, it's still a stapler. It's just...
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, it's not about the size of it. It's what you do with it.
It's about the bite of the staple.
What?
That's what it is. 131060, you jump on the phones right now, four callers. Each one of you gets a stapler. Jim then staples them all. Whichever one has a staple inside it, only one of them does, that person is the staple winner. Hi, Sherry.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. Oh, it's good phone good, line, good Sherry. But Sherry, you now get to go first, so you get to choose stapler one, two, three, or four to potentially get a staple win. Which one has a staple in it?
We'll go number three.
Number three, Jim.
Please.
Okay. Stapler number three. Over to you, Jim. Hold it up so we've got to be able to hear the staple, ideally.
With digital cue. Here we go.
All right. Hold it up to the microphone. Let's hear it.
Because I've got a little thing going on here.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'd love the sound of the staple. Okay, here we go.
Number three.
Okay, here we go. Does it have a staple in it? Yes or no? Number three for Sherry to go.
It's a staple!
Oh my God! Sherry!
You've done it, Sherry.
First
it's a staple.
Guess. 25% chance of getting it, and you absolutely nailed it. Well done, Sherry.
Thank you.
Who else is there with you?
I've got Mum in the car.
Is Mum going with you, Sherry?
Oh, maybe now.
Maybe
now?
What did she make you call?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, so Mum, are you going to be going then?
Oh, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously. Well, not according to your daughter.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
It's only the good stuff.
Jim, I want to talk about something interesting that's hopefully coming up for the show. Of course, we've been a show that was live for Born Funny. That was our last show before we went on holidays for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And we loved it so much, we want to do another live show in front of a live audience. But this time, it's with South by Southwest.
And remember, if you want to help your boys perform live at South by Southwest, all you have to do now is vote for them. Find the link to vote on the Jimmy and Nath socials.
Spoken by Audio Bones, approved by Jimmy and Nath Sydney.
Well, yeah, Bones has done it all for me. He's done it all for me.
There's nothing else we need to say, really.
If you don't know what South by Southwest is, this is pretty massive. It launched in Australia last year. It's essentially an event that spans across technology, screen, music, games and culture, pretty much everything. So think like live music, live podcast recordings. They've got VR, movies, super celebrities are there, influencers are there, heads of tech, business, corporation, they are all there.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah,
blah,
blah, blah. Who gives a shit? All you should care about is the fact that Jimmy and Nath could be doing a live show from there in front of a live audience, but we need your help to do so.
Yeah, when we did Born Funny Live, we could do this.
It was
to do this is like a voting thing.
Yeah, it is.
So you go to the socials at Jimmy and Nath, at Jimmy and Nath Show. Click on the Instagram story, you'll see there. But we need you to vote for us to do a live show this time.
We need your help, right?
But if you don't want us to do another live show, don't vote.
But we want to do it.
I mean, we want to
ideally
do it.
Ideally, vote.
I'm saying you have the power.
No, you do have the power.
We can't stop people from not voting.
We can try. Light the torches and bring out the pitchforks.
So if you want us to do a live show, which you could come along to.
Yes, of course.
I'm sure we can.
Maybe we could invite some people
We
there.
Don't know that.
Executive producer Bruce. I mean, horse cart. You know what I mean? But
well, we've run out of Chris Staples and tickets and tickets for... You know, South by Southwest hasn't even happened yet. But look, if you want us, which Nathan and I, we really want to do it.
Yeah.
We had so much fun last time. We love to do it. But for this, it's their event. So you need to get voted in.
Yeah.
If you don't want us to, don't vote.
But why would you not want us to? Because you can't be there?
What?
Because they can't be there?
No, just maybe they think we're better as a radio show.
No, that's true. You know what I mean? True, yeah.
Because you would have heard the live show. It was the last show we did.
Have you voted? I've voted.
I have not voted.
Yeah, I voted and...
Because I am not a fan.
You hate live shows.
I hate going outside.
You hate live shows.
I like my studio.
I'll be honest. So head to the Instagram at Jimmy Nath.
Or don't.
Ideally do, though.
But
again, ideally, you are right.
I haven't voted.
We can't force anybody to do it.
I haven't voted. I want you to vote Australia.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm saying,
yeah. All you're doing is presenting both sides of the coin.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an argument.
I mean,
mate.
Ideally, we're not arguing. You and I are on the same side.
No, that's
we're not
why.
Arguing.
I'm going to be a third person. I'm going to be Barry.
There's no three.
I hate when you guys go live.
Well, Barry, I couldn't give a shit about Barry.
We, if you didn't know, we've got a third. It's Jimmy Nath and Barry.
Yeah, I never turn his mic on.
Jimmy and Nath need your help to head to South by Southwest.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Monday night. No! Oh. We just got back.
Quit time!
Damn it.
Unfortunate.
First show back and it just went like lightning, didn't it?
Did. It's just, wish it was more time. But we got another show tomorrow night. One after that. One
Do
after
we?
That. One after that.
I thought we came one back.
After
that.
And then. One after that. One after that. Anzac Day. Yep. One after that.
But you forgot weekends.
I cut weekends out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You can't just cut out
days. We're not working weekends.
Yeah, but people don't know that. We used to be.
We used to do it.
Look, the way we like to finish the show, if you forgot, guys, show running. Score out of 10. First one back. I want to know how we're feeling as we welcome back to the show. Emily, hello. Emily, how much of the show you got tonight?
Probably about, I'm going to say about maybe 3 minutes in the car.
Say three minutes?
Yeah.
Mate, that's a bloody marathon.
I can do it three times.
A radio show?
Yeah. The ads, the music. You know
Emily,
what I mean?
3 minutes. I'm happy with that sample size. Just quickly, did you hear us talk? Because 3 minutes is normally also like a song. So did you hear us say anything?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, just about what movies that people haven't seen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You hadn't seen the Titanic. And when we asked what happened, rather than say the ship sank, you went, someone died.
Yeah, that was me, yes.
Yeah. Did you not know there's a ship sinking in the Titanic?
I might have had a bit of a mental blank.
Nah, it's fine.
No, it's fair. Yeah. No, it happens to the best of us. Yeah. Sharon? Emily, what do you want to give us out of 10?
Do you know, Emily, do you know how the Titanic sunk? Do you know what happened?
They hit an iceberg.
Okay.
Oh, now you're an expert, are you?
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
It's only the good stuff.